WBDG, Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
Are you ready? Indianapolis, the time has come, the bell has rung. Get in your seat for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, once again for the 1,214th time. That's that new math. I don't know how many. We've been. is that even proper English? We been.
If you say it's proper English, it's proper English.
Now, I don't know, Mr. Easter. He's an English major. He went to IU, Indiana University, so he knew something about. Yeah, we been. That's like something. I'm having a, me a bowl of we been for breakfast, please. Or what you have for dinner? We been. We being what? We being soup? We never mind. Anyway, welcome to School Talk. I'm Emerson. You know I ain't got no sense or no money. C-E-N. That's another show. Welcome to 244-9234-244-WBDJ. Got good things happening this week at Giant 90.9. Good things happening here on the radio station. We got our marathon coming up. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today and some of the things young folks have been up to and what you can expect from this year's 53 WBDG. 53? Yeah.
Yeah, 53.
Yeah. I was on Billboard one year, but that's a whole new show. Season, what's going on?
Well, nothing much. You know, just chilling. I'm ready for the marathon, though.
Marathon?
Yeah.
So you got no, I mean, this weekend, you got no band stuff.
Well, I do. Saturday, I have a band competition. So I'm planning on doing the overnight and then going home, bringing my clothes, and then going to band, and then coming back to finish the marathon.
Wow, man, you're gonna see yourself coming and going.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird. You see yourself coming and going. And if I saw that, I would think I'd probably get locked up. You know, what you doing seeing yourself coming and going? Well, I'm arguing with myself. What you did you win? No, I lost my argument with myself. No, not my, that's not a show too. But dang, you're gonna be busy, man. Seeing yourself coming and going.
Yeah, I'm excited though. It's gonna be it's really fun. Last year I did the marathon and it was really fun. I'm excited for this year too.
It is out of this world.
It really is.
I think you guys got some good things planned for this year too. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that today and things that you guys are up to, you young scholars. So other than that, what's going on with thing we call
Well, our request line is 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-9234. Our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDGFM. And our social media is at WBDGIndy. That's for all social media.
That it?
yeah, that's it.
Gosh, I guess... Name. I think the marathon is going to take over everything. So, I got students in. I always got students because it's student produced show. But I got students in the studio. I'm going to induce them or let them induce themselves to you. So my first student, Omar, is going. Where my paper at? I can't read. This ain't it. That's a new song. Never mind. No, it's not. Okay. Mr. Meyer.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Meyer.
Good morning.
You're the one that owns those shopping centers, those grocery stores.
No.
Oh, my bad. Wrong Myers. It's Avery Myers. He's a senior?
Yes.
Been there since high school. Where are you going to college?
I go to Morrisville High School originally.
Oh, that's right. Now, that's important.
Yeah.
Now, that's really important because you're a dual student. I mean, you're actually in two places at one time.
Yeah.
Okay. College, where do you want to go?
IUPUI.
IUPUI? Major?
Yeah. I have not really decided yet.
That's cool.
Something into journalism, maybe communications or something.
That's fine. Probably. That's fine. You got six, how many more weeks to decide?
basically all summer to decide.
All summer to decide. That's cool.
My orientation is going to be, I think it's in June, so.
Deep questions here.
Yeah, you know, but yeah. I think like June 20th.
Those are some big decisions, like though. Those are some big decisions. I mean, college is an awesome step. I'm so proud of you. High five.
Thank you, man.
That is totally awesome. And also in the studio is Mr. Price, not Vincent Price, but Mr. Caden Price.
Hello.
Morning, Kate.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You doing pretty good?
Yeah.
Like your glasses?
Thank you.
Can I have them?
No.
Oh, gosh, I didn't think I would get them. You're also a senior?
No, I'm a junior.
You're a junior?
Yes.
You're a junior?
Mm-hmm.
I can't read. And it says junior, too. College, where do you want to go?
I want to go to ISU.
You want to go? That's my hometown. Yeah, born and raised. I did go to ISU back you weren't born, but it was back in 1975. For one semester, then I'm back in the Marine Corps. So ISU is pretty cool. Major?
Probably communications.
Communications?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see both of y'all in journalism, communication. I can really see Avery as an investigative reporter, too. He's got that phrase, like, tell me the truth. I will find it.
Did my bucket hat give it away?
No. It's just that I think you just have that phrase. But okay, now, you know, I can't go on the air and tell that. You know, that's not the truth. And I really want the truth. Now, I'm going to be here all day long. Look at my face. I'm up all day long until I get See, that's how he looks. You see, I should put you on Facebook. I should have did it. But anyway, I got senior students, so we're going to talk about the marathon. Also, picking the seniors, push the magic button. Mr. Grant Covey on the big tube. Yes, on TV. I hope you guys check that out on TV or check it on the internet. Giant 90.9. Twitter feed also showing it. Also, thanks to WRTV6 for having Grant Covey on their noon show. I believe it was yesterday, talking about the marathon. And man, I swear, what I saw, he could have just did the whole show. I mean, he just could have he was so polished and so smooth. He could have just did their show. I mean, he's just forbid graduation. Well, don't do that. But forbid, you know, just forget everything. Just sign me up, give me a contract, and put him on the TV right now. He's ready. You guys seen it? It is awesome.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of
it. Smooth. It was just so smooth, you know.
Yeah.
So, but he was trained by the greatest here at Giant 90.9. And he's not a dual student, I say, because it's Ben Davis and is it Tri-West?
Tri-West,
yeah. I call him not a dual student. Do the Area 31 program, y'all. So I always say, if you don't know what you want to do, go to Area 31 and you will find it. In Area 31, because there's so many awesome things to do in Area 31. So we're going to talk about the WBDG 53 Marathon that's going to be running right after my show at 8 o'clock this morning. Caesar, are you going to be involved in a little bit of this marathon?
Yeah, I am.
And I know you guys sitting next to me, Avery and Caden, that's why you're on my big shoe today to talk about the big, starting this morning at 8 a.m., until midnight, April the 27th.
Yep.
Caden.
Yeah.
What y'all going to be doing?
staying here until 8 tomorrow.
Wow. So your shift is 8 tomorrow?
8 p.m. tomorrow.
8 p.m. tomorrow. From 8 o'clock from today
uh-huh.
to 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be here the whole time.
Wow. So you got the early years.
Yeah.
You know what years those consist of?
I don't know.
That's
the first. I don't remember.
I believe it. But you're gonna be here. Now you're a junior. Were you here last year for the marathon?
No.
Oh, okay. Avery, senior, were you here?
Oh, when am I here?
Yeah.
For at least the first few hours of it. Yeah.
So this is both of you guys' first full year. First full year of being involved in the marathon. Which goes on here on Giant 90 Point. I mean, one year, and I can't think of what year it was, Mr. Easter probably correct me, we had opportunity to, we had some advertisers that donated billboard space. We actually had our marathon information on two billboards. We had two billboards throughout the city. We also had one promoting school talk. I had my big old mug on a billboard. And then we also had the students from the program, Giant 90.9, we took a bunch of poses under the giant 90.9 marathon billboard, which was really, really cool to get something like that. Here's my note. I knew my notes coming through the door, and it was so, so, so cool. And so we really appreciate the advertisers. Well, look at that. Ooh, yep, yeah, buddy. At the time, I don't know if they're still in business. It was Clear Channel who did it for us. So I hope Clear Channel is still in business. If not, well, they did help us out a lot during that year. So a lot of the advertisers that we're using this year that gave us prizes are the ones that helped sponsoring. So we're going to be talking about those throughout the whole week. So my question to Avery and Kate, were you guys involved in getting any advertisers, or can you tell me what kind of prizes we might be having?
Me and a lot of people here, we made a bunch of calls to a bunch of places to get prizes. I think all of last week, It was like me and Jaden. I don't think you've met Jane yet, but me and Jaden just making calls all day long, basically.
Were the folks respective?
Yeah.
Not respectful. Oh. Let me take that word back. Receptive.
Yeah.
Of course they're respectful. They're in business.
Most of them were pretty, you know.
Okay.
So there were some that, like, you know.
But the ones that we did get, they're going to be talked about. So let's talk about them a little teeny bit. Name a couple.
The ones that were receptive?
The ones that gave. The ones that some of our sponsors.
Well, I think that we had a place that was giving cupcakes out.
Ooh, that was great.
No.
Oh. We'll find out when show up.
I guess they weren't very receptive, yeah.
Could we going to eat those?
I'm
you know, because Giant 90.9 is a high school radio station, and, like, you know, we're all playing variety of music here at Ben Davis High School. It's awesome. It's owned by the Metropolitan School of Wayne Township. It's owned by the school board, and, you know, ran by, and the students operate it. You know, teachers run it, and they allow us community members to come in and be partners also. You know, we're really one of the first radio stations in Marion County to be owned by a school system, operated by students of this size, and it's totally, totally awesome. So our programming, you know, like, it's all different variety of music. And I know, Avery, you got a show, don't you?
Yeah.
What's your show about when you do?
It's called That 80s Show. It's on every Tuesday from roughly 8:30 to 9:15. We sort of sometimes start early, sometimes start earlier. Yeah. We just, you know, we play strictly 80s music, mostly 80s. Like,
oh man, you know, that's my era.
Yeah.
Y'all know I'm old. I love the 80s. 70s, too. Okay. And a little bit of the 60s, but I'm talking. Yeah.
We've sort of, like, I mean, we still stay in the 80s. We don't usually go past 90, but we've gone a little bit into the 70s just because, you know, find new stuff. And then usually we just talk about things that interest us, usually movies.
Now, is there a special song from the 80s that you kind of, like, came across that you really feel like, really, 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 really like?
One song?
Yeah.
So
more than one song.
So, Brayden, who's on the show with me, just put in a bunch of Billy Squire songs that I've been requesting, like, all year, and it's, yeah. And so a bunch of, like, Hall & Oates songs and Billy Joel songs. I mean, we have, like 3 pages full of Billy Joel songs, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay, and now, Caden, do you have a radio show also?
Yes, I do.
And what's the name of your show?
N3.
N3?
Uh-huh.
And what's it about?
It's, it's called Nerd News Till 9, but it's N3 because there's 3 N's.
Whoa, you're smart, man.
Yeah. But it's really just me talking about books, games, movies, stuff like that.
Books? What are those?
I don't know.
I mean, I say it because, you know, do people still read?
I still read. I mean, I don't know if anybody else reads, but I still read.
Reading is so important. And I'm so glad that you do that show on that. And that's when are you folks listening, when I'm talking about these programs are student-run programs. This is their show. These are their ideals. Things that they want to talk about on the radio, music they want to play, and it's kind of totally awesome. So when you support the marathon, you're supporting these young folks. Because let's go back a little way back. If I was a childhood, I'd go way back when I was in high school. If we had this program, guys, when I was in high school, I would have stayed in high school. I'm serious, because it's like a magnet. And you guys come, like, with Mooresville and
Tri-West,
you know, and other schools outside the Area 31, you know, you come to all the way to Indianapolis to take advantage of this program because it's just awesome. If I had this program, Mr. Easter, I know you hear me. If I had it, boy, I would stay in school. Stay in school. It was so it's awesome. So, you folks, you got to tune into the marathon. Check out these kids. This is supporting them and check out their talent because it's totally awesome. I'm also joined by another student. He don't have a microphone, but he's going. He's awesome too. No, who's that behind me? Who's that behind me?
This is Tony.
Tony, what's up? Tony, what year are you? I'm gonna get you in the air.
Junior.
Yes. Okay, this be your first marathon. You gonna get involved a little bit?
Yes.
Have you done anything so far, besides helping out the other guys?
No.
Are you looking forward to it?
I am.
You ever seen it before?
I listened to it last year.
Listened to it? Did you come into the studio?
I did not.
Man, wait until you come into the studio. It's a whole new awesome world. You know, it's like being born again. But you have a show? You have a show in too?
I do. It's called Tuesdays with Tony. It's on Tuesdays.
Tell me more about it.
I usually just get on, talk about whatever's on my mind.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah. Talking is good. That's what I do, you know. But so this question for all three of you guys. Why did you pick radio, Tony or Avery?
Oh, well, I really liked music, and I really liked the idea of going on air and like doing a show.
When did this bug bite you?
Probably just when I just got I came for the orientation where all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Introduced us to the class, and I was like, yeah, uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, radio sounds pretty cool, so that's why I did it.
One question, has it been all that you thought it would be, or more?
Yeah. Oh.
A little bit. It's been, yeah. Did you do it or not? Yeah, I'm waiting on another.
That was good, guys. It's great.
That was good.
You guys like radio.
Coaching, cultural coach. That's pretty good. I love it. I'm sorry. Caden?
What? Huh?
Yeah, where? Right answer is? Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to do making music stuff for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then I came to this class because I thought it would help, and then I just kind of forgot about that and started liking doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mostly just because of music, but now I actually want to do radio for real.
Okay. All right. So, Tony? I got you in here. I'm going around the table here.
Well, I came to the orientation. I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then I walked by Jalen Brooks, and he talked to me all about this, and I thought it sounded cool, so I did this. The radio class.
All right. Caesar, I woke up like this. Not me.
No, actually, it was because my oldest sister, Carla, she was in BDTV,
okay.
and she told me there was a radio program.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I was interested in it, and then I actually got in it last semester, two semesters ago, and then I saw how much I really like producing stuff, and then production, audio, and then just talking about random stuff on air, on my show.
Yeah.
That's what I really like, so.
My show's random, too, so. <Don't know. laughs> And a bunch of stuff, yeah. My message.
What's up? Caesar this year was third in the state. In radio broadcasting, as you know, we had several winners in that. And Grant, you talked about Grant earlier. Grant's done a lot of work for this marathon. Did a lot of phone calling yesterday. Of course, he was on channel six. Went down there, and then after he was done with that, he went around and collected all the prizes that he had called and gotten. So he came back with a pocket full of prizes. And the other thing about that is he's not even going to be able to do any of the marathon because he's got golf at Tri-West. He's a golfer. So they have a out-of-town golf match today. So that's pretty cool. Wanted to recognize Grant for his work. You were telling stories. Have I ever told you how I got involved? It was my brother had a girlfriend who was on WBDG. This would have been back in probably the early, I was 5 or 6 years old.
I was born.
So I would always bug her and call 317-244-9234 because that's always been the number. And I would always bug her and call in requests and stuff like that. So that's when I first knew that there was a radio station here. So that would have been like, you know, back in the early 80s when that 80s show and their music was actually first on the air. And then, you know, I came here and I they used to do this orientation and it was in the upper gym here. And so Mr. Mendenhall, who was the teacher at that time, they played this video and, man, it looked pretty cool. So like 25 years later, 26 years later, here I am.
Nobody's counting.
Here I am, rocking like a hurricane.
That is awesome. You talk about the history of Giant 90.9 going back to the 70s, back to the 90s. The early days of disco. What y'all know about disco? Anybody? Nobody?
Earth, Wind, and Fire thereof. Like a, I don't know.
Oh, man. The disco, I mean, back in our days of disco, Giant 90.9 WG earned a few ratings points. And we were rated one time. We were, I can't, what's the magic number? We had a rating. And I don't know how that happened, but we did. We had a rating, and it was kind of crazy. Okay, I remember seeing that. But we was the only disco station in Indianapolis back in the early days of disco. You know, few of the staff members also got an advertising agency to donate during that time. They had 35 billboards. 35 billboard advertisements back here. It was early in the early 90s. You know, we had one time we had two, but 35, wow! Oh, there's nothing wrong with the radio, folks. That was just me going, wah.
Calling ambulance.
Caesar, you talking about, y'all don't ain't got no sense. Caesar, you talking about during the marathon this year, it's going to be some crazy sound effects?
Maybe.
Think you might get it in there? Think you might get it in there?
Katie and I actually worked on a couple for... Starting this week, yeah, since like around Monday,
Okay, get them in there. Cause we had some crazy ones last year. I remember one time there was a prize. I don't want the prize. What was the prize? It was a prize duck last year. I think it was a if quack or something like that. If you heard it quack, you was able to call in for the prize. So
there was the T-Rex too.
The T-Rex?
Yeah, the prize T-Rex.
The prize T-Rex. It's a lot of fun. I mean, if you folks didn't ever heard the marathon, it's crazy. It's fun. And you learn a lot from the student. You learn a lot from our advertisers, our folks that are actually helping us put this on with their prizes. You know, it is a great time. And it's great seeing students like you guys doing this because you can be doing some, I mean, when you're in school, you're doing some great things, but this is your time. You're donating your time to this, so I'm looking forward to that. Now, got a couple minutes left. I want everybody to give. I want your advice here, and I want you to advise folks that are listening and parents why you would recommend them introducing their student, or why you recommend to another student our program here at Giant 90.9, and you can just start. Avery, anybody want to start off?
Well, I would just say there is a lot you can
That's
do.
That's Avery.
Yeah, yeah, there's a...
Avery Myers, you know.
Yeah.
Investigative reporter.
Yeah. I would say that there's a lot of freedom, and you can do pretty much whatever you want, like create whatever show. You can have your own show and just do whatever you want with it, and there's a lot you can do with it, and it's great for getting better at speaking, too.
That's so true. Yeah. Like a. We don't talk.
I would say...
That's Caden.
Yeah, it's Caden.
Caden.
I would say it's kind of a learning experience. Mm-hmm. If you actually want to do this as a job, mm-hmm. it helps you more with how it works. And, mm-hmm. like, if you were to go to an actual radio station somewhere, then mm-hmm. it would help you with that stuff. I mean, it kind of looks good on, like,
how's it affect you right now, Brian? Right now in school, how does it feel? Does it feel like you're somewhere else? Like, I always tell people that when you're on radio, you're live.
Yeah.
So if you have an idol out there that's on another radio station, and you are saying, whoa, when I grow up, I want to be on the radio. You're on the radio now.
Yeah.
Has it ever hit you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
It's just I've just came here and been like, this is what I do. This is how I do.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's how I do.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tony?
I would say it's a good confidence builder and a good way to meet new people that you probably wouldn't meet otherwise because different schools, you know?
Yeah.
And you can hang out with them outside of school.
I agree with that. It's good. Yeah, that's cool. You learn a lot from other folks, from folks that are a little different than you, from their past and their experiences. It is, you do learn. That's pretty cool. Okay. Caesar!
Well, I would say it's a big learning curve if you've never done anything with audio or production, because that's what happened to me. I never even knew what half of what I learned in the first year is. Mm-hmm. But now I do know, and it's something really, really fun to get into because you meet people like you and people like Mr. Easter and then Caden and Avery and Tony. And it's a good experience. Not only do you learn how to do your own show, but you can also do podcasts and little skits, dramas, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and Mr. Easter should be in radio drama. Talking about famous alumni, and I'm going to pass this over to one great alumni, but Christy Lee. Kevin Calabro, Kevin Gregory, Kevin Lee, Scott Hoke, Liz Dixon, Garrison King, Dana Webb, Jeff Lewis, DJ Marcus, Tommy Mason, Crystal McKenzie, Paul Mendenhall, Linda Allen, Brent Matcherson, Dennis Wallace, Kurt Darling, Ron Miner, and Mr. Easter can add to this list. All these folks are doing things out in the world, and I can't tell you what they do, but they do a lot, and they're all famous on life. From Giant 90.9. Now I'm going to give you one of the greatest alumni of Giant 90.9. Still here running this thing. Mr. Easter, why? Why would a student want to take this program?
Well, that's a question I could talk about until midnight on Saturday. I think they both hit on it. I think they really did. I think they hit on a lot of the good reasons why to be in the program. I think that, you know, you do have that student freedom. You do get to meet new people. You get to do something that's very unique because there aren't too many of these around still. I mean, that's one issue. This past week we celebrated Indiana High School Radio Day, and Governor Holcomb put together a proclamation for it and everything, which was pretty cool. And Pendleton Heights radio station, WEEM, how about those call letters? WEEM, they put together, a proposal and got that all put through. Whatever process you have to have for the governor to give you a proclamation, so that was pretty neat. But it kind of highlights, the 20-year I haven't counted recently, but those stations in Indiana. What you find out is that we're pretty much a hotbed of high school radio here in the state of Indiana. So. It's pretty unique. It's a pretty unique activity. How many times do you get to be on the airwaves, where anybody could hear you? It's all the way live right now. What we say is going out there. There's no taking it back. Once it's out of your mouth, it's in their speakers. And, I think you get used to, as they're whispering in the corner, it makes me nervous. You get used to doing this and you get used to being good on your feet, and it teaches you lots of different skills, some of which you probably don't even know you're learning at the time. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Plus, it's just fun. I mean, who doesn't want to go call the state championship game? I mean, getting that opportunity, or who doesn't want to do their own radio show where you can play the music you want to play? And entertain people on the West Side. I mean, that's a lot of fun. So I think those are a lot of reasons why.
I agree. And I can just add to that, but I whack-a-mole with the it's already started, folks. See, I mean, if you ever, never seen, I'm gonna put this. You can't put some marathons on Facebook legally and then do it right and do it properly. You guys are crazy, but it's a great time. Also picked up the dance marathon April 27th. That's still going on here at Ben Davis Key Club. So I just want to plug that out real quick. And now I need to really just turn this over to the students and let them rock and roll for the next 53 hours. But I'm encouraging everyone to listen to the marathon. It's going to be awesome. So I think I'm just going to close out my show, and it's going to happen, folks, for the next 53, how many hours?
40 hours.
It's going to be nonstop going through the hits of the years and listening to some awesome music and some awesome students. So I'm going to close out like I always close out by saying, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what's going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Like, you can copy Avery. You can copy Caden. You can copy Tony. You can copy Caesar. You can copy Mr. Easter. You can copy the lady in the corner. How you doing? Somebody's in my corner, y'all. I forgot it. What's her name again? Who's in my corner? What's her name?
Ivy.
You can copy Ivy because I know she's going to college. How are you going to college? Where you going, Ivy? Where you going? Huh? Purdue, she's going to be a part of maker. She can go all the way. Young man, be a man. Up your head. I can't stand dragon. It gives me a connection. I can't stand it. Pull up your pants. Woo! And remember, the marathon starts right after this. The views expressed in the school zone. That's the views of mine. They're my views, the views of my guests. So, not the views of Giant 90.9 or WBDJ. And now, without any further ado, I give to you the students of Giant 90.9 and 53 WBDG Marathon. I just can't wait. These kids are so awesome. See you next week on